Again, typical segment of interest. Now we will look at what are the typical segment of interest. For example, as we spoke in chapter 2, the tourism industry has its major product components in different forms. So we have seen that component, various part that is added to create a tourism product differs differently. So typically the industry provides a wide range of product from the ticket booking. So let's count from the role of a ticket booking of the journeys to specialized tourism such as theme-based tourism product. Somebody would like to go to Disney or Universal Studios theme-based, Euro Disney, say example, going to Paris or going to Bangkok to look at Siam Neramit or Siam Water Park, and someone coming to Mumbai to just look at Exotica for fun, and likewise theme-based, going to Dubai, just taking a desert safari or taking a night dog cruise. These are all typical theme-based. There are certain resorts that offer components of all tourist products into one, and that resort itself is a center of attraction and reason to visit. And people go there and enjoy every little component of a holiday at that resort, right from horse riding to swimming, and in the around area, possibly a bungee jumping. So industry provides a wide range of product. There are no shortage of product available. Whatever comes to a traveler's mindset, he or she can ask as a demand-based tourism product, which can be tailor-made and offered, or there are set itineraries which can be picked up for a holiday. So the tourism industry offers all sorts of tourism products to us. We have high-end, niche, tailor-made to systematic holiday trips, 4 nights, 5 days, or 10 nights, 11 days throughout Far East, Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, or Bali, all combined together, 10, 11 nights, or Europe for that matter, because Europe has an advantage, especially Western Europe has an advantage of Schengen visa. If you have a Schengen visa, one single entry would be suffice for you to visit all Schengen states in one single entry visa, say France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece, to give you some examples. So you want to visit so many countries, and if you have a single entry, you get out of Paris, go to Frankfurt, enter from Frankfurt, exit from Frankfurt, go to Athens, leave Athens, enter Madrid, leave Madrid, go to Lisbon. If you have a single entry visa, Schengen visa is more than enough. So that type of different wide range of products are available. On domestic basis, for example, we have tours that are being conducted in the spring month, for example, in January and February. There are tour operators offering you the blossoming flowers in the Ghats or butterfly tours. People go from Mumbai and go all the way to Pune and stop in between and look for these type of tours. You have wide range. There are broadly anything between 400 to 500 different type of tourism products that are offered internationally. I would give you some of the, which is called dark tourism. Say for example, someone would like to go to an erupting volcano and would like to see that volcano eruption happening from the other side, which is not affected by the spreading lava. There were tours, dark tourism, for example, people would like to go and visit Jallianwala Bagh, where General Dyer shot dead so many people into a particular well who jumped into the well. Dark side of tourism. People go for different type of tourism right now, you can imagine. Not the normal just going day, two night, three night type of a thing. There are a variety of product, dear student. Okay, so products are available. These products may vary depending on the interests of the people and their purpose of traveling. For example, if you talk about people traveling from Northern Europe and coming to Mediterranean, say they are coming to the beaches on Costa del Sol in Spain, or Faro in Portugal, or people coming into the state of Goa from Europe. Now, their purpose of holiday is fun, beach, sun, sand, which is something very difficult for a normal city-based tourist, especially from India. Going on a holiday for sun, my God, we do get sun every day. We don't need to tan our skin. We are okay. We would look for a shelter while even on holiday. We will have all proper hat, cap, full clothes, cover up our arms so that we don't get tan. Whereas these type of tourists, which I just mentioned, the product offered to them is sun holiday. Sun is prime thing. Spain, I mentioned in one of the chapters that Spain promotes the destination with a caption, we have 300 plus sunshining days in our country to attract tourists. Okay, so these are different products that I spoke in detail about. Then of course, weekend destination, we are, most of us, especially living in metros, are fully aware of weekend, going on a Friday night or Friday evening to Mathiran, Mahabaleshwar, nearby area, Pune, spend the weekend, come back, and back on your toes again on a Monday morning. So young working population always prefer to visit a nearby location from their town on weekends. I give the example. Places located near cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad are often receiving numerous visitors on the weekend, as a lot of working people spend their weekend in these places. I gave you the example of how from Mumbai happened, and likewise from anywhere, Bangalore, Kolkata, where most corporate work, and after a long weekend, they would like to have a 2 days weekend holiday for that weekend, possibly combined with one Monday club together or one Friday club to their holiday, and that long weekend. This is very popular in metros, especially corporates working. In this context, rural areas are the preferred tourists. Obviously, nobody would come and see another urban area where they have the similarity of the urban areas that they are moving into and going to. That include possibly noise pollution, a hustling, bustling town, people moving, going around for their work, and so on and so forth. Buses are crowded. Every place, the mode of transport they take is crowded. So they would possibly prefer to go to rural areas. And I gave you the example of, say, Mathiran, Mahabaleshwar, Khandala, Lonavala, where most of the Mumbaiites go on their weekend holidays. So typical segment of interest, increasing awareness towards preservation of the environment. Now, who is not concerned about the environment? Lot of awareness has been created, and we with our education, we realizing, be it global warming or taking care of the Mother Earth, less carbon impact, all other components that leads to suggest how to take care of environment. Dear student, we all know, for us to live is this planet Earth. We cannot go and live anywhere else. So who else can take care of this environment better than us. We have to take care of environment. And you find different things added to taking care of environment. It not necessarily mean just keeping things. One of the things that could, of course, is to take care of environment is manage the waste. Collect, dump the waste where it has to be dumped, not litter around. This is one of the things. Lesser light while we are not using it so that you save the energy. You save the most precious thing, the water. Water is the most precious thing. These are all taking care of environment, taking care of our earth. Less use of plastic is one thing. You remember when the Mumbai flood came in, the reason, one of the reason was too much of plastic got blocked into the drainage part and water level rose in the city of Mumbai and we almost sank. We lost so many lives. So again, that is taking care of environment. Lesser carbon impact in form of anything, whether it's a fuel, that's why you have different type of biofuels that is coming up. For what? Airlines are being charged for carbon tax when they fly over certain aerospace because the aircraft blow the fuel and that goes into the air for which they are not responsible. The people, as I gave you the example of aircraft living from Mumbai to London, flying over X number of countries en route, may not be stopping there. But you are using the aerospace, blowing the carbon. So many airlines have to pay carbon tax. And likewise, educated travelers are asking, and many airlines. I've seen British Airways giving you the detail of what is your carbon imprint, carbon footprint, carbon impact of your travel on the earth. So that's taking care of environment. This trend is very popular. People are looking for environmental friendly travel agent, tour operator. Many travelers, tour operators write in their promotional material. Every booking that we get, we donate $1 to XYZ Ecological Environmental Society. Or we offer $1 towards contribution, our contribution to protect the environment. Just an example, could be more also. This is what we do. There are good tour operators who suggest do's and don'ts to their traveler. And travelers are well educated about it. I'll give you a quick example. In the year 1980, I was in Dar es Salaam, where I was walking and along with me in a city tour. And we were two people. The other person was a Japanese ambassador. Two of us. The Japanese ambassador was smoking. I'm talking 80s. He had a cigarette that he was smoking. First, he said to me, "Mr. Sheikh, please walk a little ahead or behind me because I'm smoking." So I said, "You are smoking in open air." Imagine 1980s, who cares for all that? So he smoked, then finally finished the butt that he had in his hand, the tail end of that cigarette, he extinguished with his shoe and carried that butt until the time he found a bin to dump that. He ensured that it was erased, which means no fire was into the cigarette. And he dumped that in a bin. Imagine. This is how educated people take care of environment. We have to bring this. And this is the responsibility of you, dear student, as youth who are going to join tourism industry to come into professionally. You have to continuously keep educating to take care of the environment and bring this friendly attitude towards this planet Earth. Green tourism, for example. Green tourism where you take care of greenery around. You plant trees. Lot of hotels have this as their favorite pattern to promote and take care of environmental. They use, they recycle, they use the gray water for irrigation, cultivation. They utilize their waste, compost, and use that. They use their empty land to cultivate certain things for the consumption of a hotel. They use their own water resources. They have good amount of instruction, even in the hotel rooms, so on and so forth. Creating green environment, green tourism, because obviously green is linked to nature. People are interested in visiting less popular destination as it involves fewer disturbance. So people are looking for nature tourism. Mass tourism, which is opposite, where big number of people go and gather at one place, which creates a lot of environmental damage and disturbance to the local habitat. There are demonstrations that has happened in major tourist attraction cities where locals have shown their anger towards tourists, asking them to go away. I'm talking this in the normal scenarios. Right now, every country would like to welcome tourists until such that time that the tourism comes on track. So yes, these are components of a cyclical segment, and this is getting momentum. Western tourists are fully aware of this. They will not accept anything which is not environmentally friendly in their packages. They would love to take a paper box for any soft drink to consume rather than a plastic bottle. So on and so forth. So that is environmental friendly. Volunteering is another element that has come up now. Volunteering is an option for mainly those who are interested to work in non-government organization, NGO sector, or are interested in social welfare or development of activities. Now, volunteering is a segment that has picked up, especially amongst youth or those who would like to support countries who don't know exactly how to come up to international standard with their products to be offered. So these volunteers work in those areas, could be going there as their possible a hobby or through an NGO that would have sent them to lift the capacity of that tourist destination, the local people living there, the community living there, to lift their understanding of international tourism. So volunteer tourism has really picked up. A lot of youth are going to such areas where they can't afford to hire skilled tourist employee because of non-availability of foreign exchange, of hiring people. So they invite volunteers from NGOs who go there, who explain to the local habitat, the local population, of what exactly a tourist would look forward for, how they can come up and build their capacity to that international standard. It is also a practice among reputed organizations to depute their employee to take up such initiatives as part of corporate social responsibility. So some of the organizations are offering this as a voluntary work. You know, for example, in US, the punishments are at times social work, not putting them into some jail or certain type of punishment or 10 hours of social work, 20 hours of social work, get connected with this particular group of people and do your social service. So like that, volunteer tourism is happening. Those countries who don't have know-how, money, skill, understanding, capacity, welcome such type of volunteers who go down and help them lift their capacity. They start understanding how, despite we having such a wonderful tourism attractions, natural attractions, we can't bring in international tourists. So that's a volunteer tourism. Meditation and regeneration. I've spoken this when I was talking about healthcare. So frantic and packed work schedule, the stress that we have, are causing people to become restless and anxious. We have all the money. Money doesn't mean you are happy. We all have concluded this. Money cannot buy you total happiness. Money can bring some happiness to you. But with that money coming in, you have other type of stress. You have work pressure. You have got tensions and restless and anxious. More you would like to. So such kind of stressful work environment is forcing people to take a break, especially when we have the virtual platform of working. We have got internet connectivity 24 hours. Now people don't find time to approach to you for any work. There is nothing called 9-to-5 sort of a work for many people. There are people who would answer your message even in the middle of the night because they have seen the message and they think it should be replied now. Generally, it was practiced in earlier ages, I mean, not 20, 30 years back. Turnaround time was 24 to 48 hours. 48 hours because of different time zones. But generally 24 hours, least the acknowledgement used to come. Now you find instant, the moment they see a WhatsApp message or an email into their Android phone, they would answer, and possibly you are sleeping that time. Because of their daytime, you got an answer. So that has brought stress. People are working. Of course, there are people who are managing their time, but there are certain areas where you need to attend to such work. This brings in stress, and people would like to relax. So this mediation, regeneration has come in with various metro people who like to take and relax. For certain time, they detoxify, they do how to release their stress, how to bring the peace of mind, either through regeneration, detoxification, or some of them have gone special type of massages, the real thorough medical therapies, like I was talking about mud therapy, salt water therapy. All these are the regeneration trend and interest. Willingness to know about culture is also one important thing that every tourist would like to, many tourists like to enrich themselves with. Learn about their culture. Why do they wear this type of, say for example, in Kerala, why do they lift their lungi or sarong? To walk comfortably into the various work areas and so on. So they would like to understand different culture. Why do people do this? Why do that? People like to get involved. It may be a way of participating in local festival. It is observed that such participation in local festival is an attractive option for the new age tourists, where the tradition and local culture are experienced. So possibly you have gone to some place and you would like to try that. You would like to be part of them. Be it is a local dance or possibly a human pyramid for a Dahihandi or a tomato festival or kite flying or Baisakhi, where they have Bhangra or Gidda. All these are local participation. You are welcome. You go to Mediterranean countries, be it is Cyprus, Greece, or Jordan. You join them, men, women, separately they dance, or group dancing, or taking part in any cultural activities is now a trend. The young generation, including certain seniors, if they are sitting for a dining, and if there is a dance floor, many tourists go and join that dance floor. So participating in local festivals, I give you examples of Baisakhi and the human pyramid in the form of Dahi Handi. All these are local participation. Thank you.